I'm Richard Dugan, and I thank you very much for joining us here on the program as we get set to swim with the dolphins. Today, we're going to be talking about The Dolphin, Story of a Dream. It's a book out by Hay House, and it is by the author Sergio Bambaran, and he has sparked an international phenomenon with his enchanting book, as I've mentioned, The Dolphin, and we'll be talking about that here on Tell Me Your Story. Get your swim trunks on, as it were, your swim fins, and get ready to swim with the dolphins. We're going to learn a lot about what they have to share with us here on Tell Me Your Story.
Talk with me, talk with me, tell me your stories. I'll do my best to understand you.
And thank you so much for joining us here on the program. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. We come your way every Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. and we bring you new paradigms for a new world, changes and knowledge of those changes to help change your world, to make yours a better place in which to live. No matter how large you seem to feel your world is, or small for that matter, it doesn't matter. We're here to help you to come up with some new ideas, new ways of living. And with us is Sergio Bambaran, and he has written the book Dolphin, The Dolphin. And Sergio, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. You've spent time here in the along the Central Coast, not only surfing, but swimming with the dolphins. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Hi, Richard. Thanks for the invitation, most of all. And yes, I've been now more than 4 weeks in Central California promoting my first book, thanks to Hay House Publishers. They published my book in English. And, well, yes, I've been, surfing, swimming with dolphins, and enjoying the beautiful weather here in L.A. and San Diego.
Well, now, this... there is also going to be an animated version of the book called The Dolphin. It's going to be released in 2009 by 20th Century Fox in Latin America, and of course, probably here in the United States about the same time as well. Of course, based upon your personal encounter with as they like to phrase it, the lonely dolphin. Are dolphins really all that lonely?
No, in this case, it was a very special dolphin, Richard. Everything came out because I took a very difficult decision in my life. I'm a chemical engineer by career. I studied at Texas A&M University, and then I migrated to Australia. But without knowing it, I got into the business world, and I'm a very simple person who loves the simple things of life. And it came to a time that I wasn't working to live anymore. I was living to work. So I quit all that world and just followed my dreams, went surfing to Spain, where I met this very special lonely dolphin that basically changed my life.
Hmm. And you actually gave this dolphin a name, Daniel Alexander?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
How'd you come up with that name?
Well, that's a funny anecdote. When I was trying to choose the name of the dolphin, I went into, some into the Bible, into different books, and with some friends, I just, made some, I mixed the names, and in the end, Daniel Alexander Dolphin was the name we chose because, Daniel is the name of a Christian saint that, did miracles, mm-hmm. and Alexander because maybe he was well known by because he always had a dream of conquering the world,
mm-hmm.
In the good way.
Mm-hmm. Right, we're talking about Alexander the Great.
Yes.
Okay, so, now people have these concepts of dolphins, these ideas, and I don't know whether they're true or not. And you being one-on-one with this one in particular maybe can shed some insight for us, obviously, through your book as well as this conversation we're having here. There are people that I have known, my wife included, and everybody wants to swim with the dolphins. And I sometimes, we have our, for example, as humans, we have our special friends that we like to be around. As humans, we have our special places that we like to go. But I sometimes wonder if, as humans, we're sort of infringing on the dolphin's privacy, or so to speak, or infringing on their personal space, because we can't seem to spend time alone with ourselves, and we think that the dolphin is going to open up these vistas for us, these new places we've never been before. Can you shed some light on that as far as your experiences? Are dolphins that mystical, that mysterious, that magical?
Yeah, Richard, I think you've expressed it so well. From my point of view, you said it clearly. You know, we have our friends, we have our society, our family. I normally swim only with wild dolphins. I don't believe really in dolphins in captivity, unless you know there's no way to get them back to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, when you swim with wild dolphins, you get close to them, but it's up to them to get close to you. You're not the one who chooses; they are the one who choose. And the other thing is, one of the things that really at the beginning made me understand why I love so much to be with these creatures is that, put it bluntly, they don't judge you. It's like, you know, you're in an environment where there are no rules, no traditions. You know, things move the way they should. So you will never hear a dolphin gossiping about another dolphin. You won't ever hear a dolphin, you know, creating a story about another dolphin or talking bad about another dolphin. And that's what I love, because, you know, when you see this clear, simple way of living, which I believe it's the way, at least I can speak for myself, I should live my life. You know, suddenly I can start hearing myself, the voice of my heart, the way I call it. And to tell you the truth, when I'm by myself, I don't feel alone anymore because I have myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things I learned from them.
So what was your first encounter with a dolphin like for you? What and even going back just slightly further in time, what spurred your interest in and that first encounter in that first dolphin?
Well, to tell you the truth, basically I was born in, I'm an Australian citizen, but I was born in a city called Lima, which is the capital of Peru in South America.
Now, I was going to say your Australian accent is very thick.
Good on that, mate. So, yeah, well, I've spent so much time here in America. But, I was basically born, you know, at the side of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And since I can remember, I was 4 or 5 years old, I was captivated by the ocean. And, you know, all these dolphins just cruising along the shore. When I was 7 years old, it was the first time I surfed. In a surfboard.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I would be hooked forever for the rest of my life because I loved this close encounter with nature, you know, gliding in a wall of water, and sometimes even, you know, gliding in this wall of water with dolphins. And, you know, they basically became wonderful friends.
Mm. Well, you and I are, I would say, kindred spirits because I grew up, born and raised in Phoenix, Arizona, which is the desert.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether it's high or low desert. All I know, it was hot. And I lived there for 46 years and then had the opportunity with my wife to move here to Santa Barbara. I have been wanting to get to the ocean, to the water, for years. And we actually live in a rural area above, up in the mountains, overlooking Santa Barbara,
mm-hmm.
although we have a valley view rather than a view of the ocean, which is just fine. I'm close enough. I don't have to drive 8 hours to get here. I'm, you know, 10 or 15 minutes away from the ocean and the surf and enjoying that wonderful experience myself. I've never experienced surfing. I love getting out on the boat. I still want to get out and swim in the ocean. There are those who have counseled me otherwise, but I still would love to do that. So you and I sort of share that same love and that connection with the ocean, and I'm wondering if you've done much research within yourself to figure out why it is that there's that draw for you. And is it just you and I who have that incredible feel and so forth, or do most humans have that draw to the ocean?
I think most humans have that drive for the ocean, Richard. Doesn't matter if you swim, if you dive, if you surf, or if you like, you know, sailing. It's like, for example, when you sit in front of a chimney, you know, and see the fire,
mm-hmm.
you can just stay there for hours staring at the flames.
Yeah.
And it happens the same, you know, when you're sitting at the sand, watching a beautiful sunset and, you know, the waves crashing. It's, for me, it's kind of a mystical experience because for some reason I can feel that I'm myself, you know, put it, if you want, in this way, far from the mining crowd. And for an instant or for some time, I feel free of all chains or crystal walls or that sometimes society places, you know, around us. And that's when I, for some reason, I can hear my inner voice.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me feel happy because that lets me understand who I am and what do I want about my life.
If you've just joined us, we're talking with Sergio Bambaran, and he is the author of The Dolphin, Story of a Dreamer. We're going to talk about the dreamer in this context as we continue. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. We're glad that you've joined us. We're here every Saturday at 3 p.m. You can hear us not only here on AM 1290, but you can also hear us live streaming on the internet at Richard Dugan, that's D-U-G-A-N, richarddugan.com. There's also a link to the book and to your website, Sergio, and we'll be talking about that as well as we continue here on Tell Me Your Story. Don't go away. And we're back with Sergio Bambaran, and he is the author, an Australian citizen, but he was born in Lima, Peru, and he is the author of The Dolphin. And that is Story of a Dreamer, which is, of course, being released here in the United States as well as other parts of the world. It's in multiple languages. And there's also a movie coming out here in the United States, 2009, and we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. Based upon your personal encounters with the Lonely Dolphin, suffering while actually surfing in Portugal, and we want to talk a little bit about that. But why the dreamer? There are a lot of books on dolphins that help us to understand their habits and their quirks and these types of things and how they relate with humans and other creatures. But how did the concept of the dreamer get woven into this story?
Well, what happens, Richard, is the dolphin story of a dreamer. It's basically a fable. It's a novel.
Mm-hmm.
It's an analogy between a dolphin and its pod, and you know, a human being and the society in which he lives. This is basically a dolphin who doesn't understand why the other dolphins spend all their day fishing when they have enough fish already to feed themselves. He thinks that there must be something more in life than what meets the eye. So one night he just escapes from the safety of his lagoon in order to follow his dreams and discover the true purpose of his life.
Mm. That's part of what this program's all about, giving people that opportunity through the different pieces of information that we put out through these programs with you and your book, The Dolphin, Story of a Dreamer, and also through just the conversations that we have. They'll hear something that will spark something deep inside and hopefully move them forward to fulfill those dreams that they have. And I'm curious about, you know, we were talking earlier in the first segment about how you got started with all this and as far as swimming with the dolphins, and you shared us that story. But you started out as a chemical engineer, I mean, in terms of your education and your career, and you basically gave that all up.
Yeah, I gave everything away at some stage in my life, Richard. This was probably 10 years ago. And the reason I gave it away was because I was living a life that my peers and my friends would tell me was a very successful life, but I felt miserable because mm-hmm. I've always considered myself a very simple, common human being who loves the simple things of life, you know, which are the things which are free. And without noticing it, I was working in a company in Australia, and I start to move positions very fast until I became, and I say this very humbly, I became the general manager of the company for all Australian and Southeast Asia, which meant that I had, you know, to be flying all the time, staying in hotels, and it came to a point that I couldn't do the things I love to do, you know, watch a sunset, surf, you know, all the simple things in life that, that for me, you know, make life really worth living.
Mm-hmm.
I made a big mistake. I placed myself inside of a golden cage, thinking that material possession would give me the happiness I was looking for. And then I realized that true happiness is not in material possessions, but it's really within it, within you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being yourself, respecting others, and living the life you were supposed to live. You know, beware of how you see the world, because the world will be exactly as you see it. So basically, I gave everything away. I quit my job, and I just bought a camper, a used camper. I gave everything away and just stayed with my two surfboards, my guitar, and my dreams. And I went surfing to Europe to try to find again that child inside of me that was full of dreams and what had so clear the life he wanted to live, and be the human being that I always wanted to be.
You know, it sounds an awful lot like a return to what's been described to me. I mean, I was a single-digit kid in the 60s. People were, you know, trying to find themselves, you know. And, of course, you know, well, you're right there. Look in the mirror. There you are.
Yeah.
But it's more than that, and that's what you're really talking about here. You're talking about something deeper.
Yes, I think I can only talk about my personal experience. I never tell anyone else what to do. I just express myself through my books, and for some reason, you know, I found out that the Dolphin was never supposed to be published. It was just published because of a couple of friends, but I never thought it would become, you know, the snowball that it became. And that there were so many people around the world thinking the same, that the difference between my readers and myself is that I put in paper what a lot of people think have in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there must be something more than working and sleeping to make, you know, to live a wonderful life. You know, sometimes we are supposed, because of the pressure of our society, to live a life that, for some reason, they call it successful. If you outstand from the rest, suddenly you're successful.
Mm-hmm.
But I've learned in my life that the only person you should compete with is with yourself, and nobody else. And again, go back to your roots. And instead of listening to the noise that surrounds us sometimes, why don't we just do what some people call, you know, waste your time, which is just relax, meditate, be with yourself, and just think about what do you really want to do with your life, regardless of what others might think.
And for some, that's kind of hard because they are have been influenced for so many years by the people around them. That's a very difficult thing to let go of. It's like, but I trust this person and what they have to say, and I mean, what they say to me means so much, and so on and so on and so on.
Well, that's you know, it's like a seed that was planted in our mind since school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying it's wrong or right. You know, if somebody wants to be a successful businessman, and that is his real dream, I think there's nothing wrong with that. But in my case, I was living a life that they told me would make me happy. And I found, fortunately, sooner than later, that I could really make a change, leave everything. It wasn't easy. You can imagine, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can say, you know, because everything is working okay, it's easy. But at that stage, you know, everyone would tell me, you know, you're making the worst mistake of your life. Someday you will regret it. Look, all the effort you've taken to be where you are. But two things. I thought, you know, first, I felt miserable. So it didn't matter what I think or thought. And the other thing was, when I quit my job and went towards my dreams, I asked myself, what is the worst that can happen? And the answer is nothing. The good thing is that in the worst of cases, you will return to the life you were living. In my case, I decided that I would return to probably to a job that wouldn't pay that much, but a job that would give me time, which is for me one of the most beautiful treasures a human being can have, time to do the things you love. And the other thing is, I know that if for any reason this dream wouldn't have come true, when I turn 80 or 90
mm-hmm.
years old, at least I will look back and I will say, well, it didn't work, but at least I tried.
Yeah.
And I think a loser is not somebody who doesn't fulfill his dreams. I think a loser is someone who never tries.
Mm.
So why should we live the life that others tell us to live if our heart is telling us strong, so strong, that we are all unique and we all have a purpose in our own life to follow?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're talking with Sergio Bamberin, and he's the author of The Dolphin, Story of a Dreamer. We're going to continue talking with him and sharing his story, and that's what this program is about. Tell me your story, New Paradigms for a New World, and we're going to talk more about the dreams that you have as well. We're also going to let people know that if you'd like to get more information, you can go to his website, that's Sergio's website, which is www.sbamberin.com. That's S-B-A-M, as in Mary, B-A-R-E-N, as in Nancy.com, www.sbamberin.com. I'm Richard Dugan, and we're going to continue here on Tell Me Your Story. Don't go away. And we're back here on Tell Me Your Story, and I thank you very much for staying with us as we continue talking with Sergio Bamberin about his book and his experiences with the dolphins. I just am enthralled, as I said before, by your story, especially because you chose something that wasn't easy. I had an extraordinary experience in my life, both my wife and I, in the spring of 2006, where basically we both lost our jobs in Phoenix. And we said, well, we've been wanting to move, so nothing holds us here now. Let's do it. And there was absolutely, positively no fear whatsoever. It was as though, oh, this is just what's supposed to happen, and this is our next step, and this is where we're going to go, and this is what we're going to do. And boom, here we are in beautiful Santa Barbara, California, Central Coast, and I've wanted to do this radio program for quite a long time, been interviewing for almost 30 years, but wanting to focus on a program like this, dealing with these new ideas, these new concepts. And you have come along to share your ideas. And I wanted to also talk to you a little bit about, you've shared about how you've sloughed off, if you will, left behind lucrative a job and opportunities and so forth. But I'm curious as to how does a dolphin, another, and by the way, are they mammals?
Yes, they are
not fish. Okay.
Yes.
How does another mammal living in the water, help us as humans to fulfill our dreams, to live out our dreams?
Well, in my case, as I said, Richard, since I was a kid, I've been so, tied to the ocean that it's not only the dolphins. It's also, you know, a beautiful sunset, swimming, as you said before, and everything has to do with the ocean. In this special case, I guess the fact that you were talking about you and your wife before, you know, losing your jobs and coming to Santa Barbara to follow your dream, that's what a lot of people call coincidences. I don't think that coincidence exists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're doing the right thing and you're willing to really try to live the life you want to live, life will work in strange but wonderful ways. And in the end, if you persevere, you will end up doing what you really love to do, no matter what. And in this case, the fact that of, you know, quitting this job and just giving everything away and going all the way to Europe, to Portugal, and at that stage, I didn't know what was happening. The only thing I could tell you is that I felt so free, you know, and then this beautiful dolphin just appeared in the ocean, and we surfed for 3 days, and what happened was that besides my two surfboards and my guitar, I also took a laptop, and the only reason I took the laptop was that because I gave everything away in Australia, I had to be very careful with the money I had, because I had taken the decision to take a sabbatical year, and every night I would open my laptop just to put all the expenses of the day, fuel, petrol, food, everything, in order to be sure that it would last for a year. But after surfing 3 days with the dolphin, it was a wild dolphin, the same way it came, it left after 3 days, and that night, I will never forget, in a camper van in this beautiful caravan park in north of Lisbon, I opened my laptop, and it was like a catharsis, and I just found in this dolphin the perfect character to write a story which was kind of an analogy of my life, and I start writing every night, and I finish it in 4 weeks.
Wow.
And that was it. And when I finished it, I felt free. I felt that finally I have found the key to get out of the golden cage I had placed myself. I couldn't blame anyone. It was my fault.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt free. But having said that, I never thought at that moment that this catharsis, all these thoughts I had placed in a laptop would turn into a small book called The Dolphin Story of a Dreamer.
Well, it's also being made into a movie, an animated movie at that, and we want to talk a little bit about that as well, as we let our listeners know. Once again, we're talking with Sergio Bamberan, and his book is, of course, called The Dolphin, Story of a Dreamer, and is, of course, now being, it's in the form now of an animated film that's being released both abroad as well as here in the United States. Hope that you'll have an opportunity to see that. One of the things before we jump into discussing the animated version of the film, now you've described the process of writing this book, the cathartic experience and so forth. And you even mentioned earlier in the program that you never really intended to publish this. This was more for you, as I'm understanding it. This was your cathartic expression in physical, and it was sort of meant to be that way. So I'm curious, how did your friends get a hold of the manuscript and then get you to release this and have it published, and then now into a movie?
Yeah, to tell you, Richard, you know, the first real tough decision I had to make in my life was, you know, to quit this job in Australia. But then there was a second tough decision I had to take. When I was back in Australia already working in this job, a simpler job, and really enjoying life, these two friends, you know, they opened my laptop and they said, look, this is nice, why don't you send some manuscripts to some publishers? And I said, no, I just wrote it for myself. But they, without me knowing, they sent it to some publishing houses. And Random House Australia offered me a contract.
Really?
So I you can imagine I was off the moon. You know, I said, I never thought this would, you know, turn into a book. But having said that, that's when the second really toughest decision in my life came. What they did, and I'm not judging them, is they start to change the message of the book. And I said to them, look, but I didn't write this. And they answered me, yes, but this is what sells. And I said to myself, I will never lie to my heart again, because I know that selling more books won't make me more happy. So I basically, the tough decision was to call Random House and say the contract is off. And again, they said, you will regret it. We're the ones who know. We are the experts and everything. You know, the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
And these friends of mine, beautiful two Australian friends, said, look, if someone like Random House saw something in your manuscript, why don't we just self-publish it? And that's what they did.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And, you know, at the beginning, I didn't know anything about publishing. And one single title, an unknown author, no bookstore would take the books. So we just placed them in New Age bookstores in Australia. And for our surprise, the first print run of 5,000 books sold in a month. And after a year, more than 100,000 copies had been sold in Australia. And then for some reason, the book got into the hands of some publishers at the Frankfurt Book Fair, which is the biggest book fair in the world in Germany. And, you know, that's where the snowball started. They started calling me from Spain, from France, from Germany. And now it's been translated, I think, and I say this very humbly, to more than 40 languages.
Wow. We're going to talk a little bit about then the transformation from the print to the screen as we continue here talking with Sergio Bamberan and his book, The Dolphin, Story of a Dreamer. I'm Richard Dugan, and we thank you so much for joining us. Stay with us. There's a lot more to come, and we are going to have a special offer for you before the program is over, give you an opportunity to get a copy of the book. We'll see how that works out as we continue here on Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay tuned. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, along with Sergio Bamberan and his book, The Dolphin, Story of a Dreamer. I have a feeling, Sergio, that no matter how hard we fight it, I think all of us are dreamers deep down inside. Some of us, it's not quite as deep as others. A lot of us have a lot of dreams. And a lot of those dreams are not necessarily about a lot of material things like, gee, I'd like to have this car and this house and so forth and so on. I, myself, and my wife, we look forward to, we have a huge dream, taking this show on the road around the world and doing this program from all parts of the world, but also living in a country that I've never lived in before. I've only lived in the United States, but I visited one country in particular and absolutely fell in love with it, and that's Ireland. And one day, I'm hoping that that's where we will spend the rest of our lives. Or if not that, we'll have a second home there, be able to travel, do this radio program, and share with people the experiences such as what you're talking about. Your experiences went from swimming with the dolphins to the printed page, ink on paper. Now they're being transformed into a major motion picture, an animated version of The Dolphin, Story of a Dreamer. I'm very intrigued and impressed by the fact that you stayed true to your vision, your dream, your heart, and not allowing somebody else to rewrite it saying, well, look, that's what sells. I'm curious as to how you faced making an animated film. Who came up with that concept?
Again, you see things happen for something, Richard. The first thing I can tell you, you know, one of the things I realized in life is that, you know, what we call our things are basically not our things. They are just borrowed for a time.
Mm-hmm.
Because sooner or later, we will have to live this life. We don't know where, but I mean, we all have our own idea.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and the only thing you will be able to take with you are the memories of the things and the dreams you achieved. And the only things you will be able to live in this beautiful world, this beautiful planet called Earth, are the good or bad things that you did for this world to become a better place. Now, having said that, and answering your question about the movie, I met some German friends who said, okay, we would love to do a movie of the dolphin because the book was very successful in Germany, in German-speaking countries. So this was like 3 or 4 years ago. Then I had an associate producer from Italy, and in the end, we were, things happen for something, you know. I was in a meeting in Latin America, and I met one of the general managers of Fox Latin America, and I started talking to him about, you know, our project. He saw the first shots we had taken of a CGI animation movie, and suddenly we were there, you know, working with 20th Century Fox. We couldn't believe it. And up to now, what I can tell you is that we have a signed contract with 20th Century Fox for the movie to be released in all Latin America. That means also Brazil and Central America, the Caribbean, Puerto Rico. And Fox has also purchased the first option to release the movie worldwide once they see what they call the first final cut,
mm-hmm.
which will be probably somewhere around February or March next year. And it's an animation movie. There's a lot of comic. There's a lot of antagonists, you know, in the style of Pixar or DreamWorks.
Mm-hmm.
The quality I never thought we were going to, and I say this very humbly, to achieve the quality we have achieved. But there's a twist, a twitch in the movie. It sticks to the book in the sense that the message of the book, I will be very careful to be sure that the message of the book will be in the movie. Don't let your fears stand in the way of your dreams. The only one who can stop you fulfilling your dreams is yourself and fear of fear itself.
Hmm. So you they're still, as we are speaking, they are still working on this film, and you are going to make sure that the film stays true, certainly not only to the book, but also, again, to your story, as you made the same statement to Random House in Australia, that, no, it's not going to change, and so you self-published.
That's right, because, you see, that's another lesson I've learned in life, Richard. You know, if for some reason, and I cross my fingers, it doesn't happen, but if for some reason, you know, the movie, the project doesn't go well, there's a beautiful lesson there and something which really keeps me so at peace. If it doesn't go well, I have no one to blame. And if it's successful, then it's another proof that following your heart and following your instinct and following what you truly are is the best way to live a really honest life and live the life with purpose.
Well, we encourage people to not only pick up a copy of the book, which is available through Amazon.com, as well as your website, sbambaran.com. Then we encourage you to do that and check it out. It's a beautiful story. I think that you will all be very inspired by it, and it'll give you some, hopefully, new ideas. That's what we're here to bring about, is some new ideas to help you live your life in a greater way, to get beyond that fear. Now, as I said, the website is S. Bambaran. That's S-B-A-M as in Mary, B-A-R-E-N as in Nancy, .com, sbambaran.com. Check out the website and go from there. What we're going to do, Sergio, is we have a few copies of your book available. And so what we're going to do is I am going to, because the only way that I can do this and make it, so to speak, fair and equitable to those listening, if you would like a copy, I have only a few. So it's going to be to the first people who email me at richard@richarddugan.com. The timestamp is going to determine who gets in first, second, third. So that's how we're going to know. You send me an email, and the subject line should be The Dolphin, Story of a Dreamer. Or you can put Sergio Bamberin also. But send me an email, and the first few folks who send me an email, I will then get in contact with you, and we will get you the copy of the book.
And if you want, Richard, I'm staying here in L.A. until the 13th. So if the books are given before that, you have my contact. I would have no problem whatsoever in signing the books for your beautiful audience.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Well, we will certainly make it a point to do that. So richard@richarddugan.com, that is the email address. And get it in quickly, because once they're gone, they're gone. So we'll be doing that. I want you to stay tuned. We have more coming up. We're just about to the end of the program, but not quite. And then we'll let you know about next week's broadcast. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. Stay tuned. And we're here with Sergio Bamberin, the author of The Dolphin, Story of a Dreamer. And it's quite a story, Sergio, and it's a pleasure that we've had the opportunity to have you on the program to share your thoughts, your ideas, and your dream of getting back to what's important to you, not to other people. That's a struggle I know that a lot of us have. We start to conform to. I have a saying that I share with people from time to time that, you know, there's this one person that you're with 24 hours a day, mm-hmm. 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and you don't listen to that person very much. But then there's the person that you're with maybe 5 minutes once a week, and it's just an arbitrary number, and you give that person more credence than you do the person that you're with 24/7. Most people figure out who I'm talking about. The 24/7 is you. The 5 minutes once a week is everybody else that you come in contact with. Well, who better to know what's best for you than you? And if you're tapped into your heart source, if you will, then boy, you're on target. What are some of the dreams that you have for your life at this point? And I mean, obviously the book and the movie may not have necessarily been dreams of yours directly, but I mean, my goodness, you look what you've done.
Put it this way, Richard. At this stage, thank you. What you said is so true. You know, I think that the person who really achieves peace of mind is a person who can really wake up every morning, stare at the mirror, and like what he sees. Because basically, you will live with yourself for the rest of your life, and try to just wake up every day and try to be a little better. Follow your dreams, listen to your heart, you know, whatever others might tell you. Never forget that you only live once and that your dreams, big or small, are the greatest treasure that will guide you to a unique and wonderful destiny. Never let your fear stand in the way of your dreams. And yes, the movie, being here in America, thanks to Hay House, you know, making the English-speaking world release of The Dolphin, which is the first of 11 books I wrote, I've written, you know, these are dreams come true. But I guess these are just a consequence of having taken in my life at some stage the first step in the right direction towards living the life I was always supposed to live.
Mm-hmm.
The rest, like, you know, do things with love, do things with passion, do things because you love to do them,
yeah.
And the rest will come by consequence.
Well, we thank you for sharing your story, your book, and your movie with all of us. And I look forward to seeing the film when it does come out here in the United States. And we hope to have you back on the program again. And when you're in the Central Coast area in Santa Barbara, please give us a call. We'd love to have you get together with you over a cup of coffee or something and chat. And who knows, maybe I'll risk it and rent a surfboard and see how I can do out there.
You're going to love it, and it will be a pleasure to meet you, Richard, and your beautiful family.
Wonderful. Well, stay on the line. We're going to continue chatting just a few moments. I'm going to let our listeners know as we come to the end of our program again. Send me an email. The first few folks that send me an email are going to get a copy of Sergio's book, The Dolphin, Story of a Dreamer, and we'll get that out to you. I'll make contact, and we'll do it. And we look forward to giving that to you and giving you that experience of sharing that story with your family, your friends. I think it's going to be extraordinary, to say the very least. I'm Richard Dugan, and I thank you very much for joining us here on Tell Me Your Story. Just a reminder, stay with us every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. We stream live on the internet at richarddugan.com. And you can also hear this program following the broadcast. It's an archive now on the website at richarddugan.com. Just go to the radio shows page. You'll find it, I guarantee you. Just look for the date of the broadcast. And Sergio's website is also a link on our website, richarddugan.com. Until next Saturday at this same time, I'm Richard Dugan. Love to all. Have a great Saturday.
Tell me your story.